I love that today you came to the cubicle and you said, I've got a fantastic idea. And I was like, look, lay it on us.
Yeah.
Lay it on us. And then you said, President Obama and Vladimir Putin, and my heart sank. And I didn't know what to do with myself. And I went, how? While you're talking, I didn't hear any words after Vladimir Putin and President Obama. All I kept thinking to myself was, how do I break it to him that this is not interesting? But then when I opened it up, when I gave it a chance, I looked at it, and President Obama and President Putin.
Comrade Putin.
They have not been in a face-to-face meeting, or basically in the same room, for the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's been 2 years since those two sat face-to-face.
And you know what? No love lost between these two guys. But at the same time, when that handshake in slow motion, they reach across the aisle at each other,
yeah,
all I could think of was, finally. Slow motion.
That's right. Obama and Putin
sharing an indifferent smile with one another, faking a toast with one another. Finally, they get back together after 2 years. And guess what?
I love it.
They found out something that you thought it was awkward with your in-laws at that Thanksgiving a couple years ago when you guys avoided them for most of the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you, but I'm just giving the generic.
But also me.
But some people. You thought it was awkward with those in-laws. Boy, I mean, the cold-heartedness between these two guys is hilarious.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, Ethan, it causes quite a lot of tension, and it is a little bit scary sometimes to think how these two guys don't get along.
Well, and you know, I feel like there must be some kind of public / private persona going on, because
it's got to be worse behind the closed doors, because they had a 90-minute meeting where they just...
I don't think so, because there's a lot of posturing. There's a lot of posturing out in public, right? There's a lot of posturing.
I love how Vladimir Putin's 5'7", by the way, and he can't hide it.
For example, I want to play you. This is one of the
Because they take
that
all those
amazing.
They take all those state photos and they game them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then when they're in public, you know that he gets a little bit sad that he has to stand next to 6'2" Barack Obama.
So there's a lot of posturing, right? For example, here's what Vladimir Putin had to say at the UN through his interpreter.
Don't you see what you're doing, though?
Pardon me.
Create a genuinely broad international coalition against terrorism. Similar to the anti-Hitler coalition, it could unite a broad range of forces that are resolutely resisting those who, just like the Nazis, sow evil and hatred of humankind.
Is he wrong, Ethan?
So evil and hatred of humankind.
Like Hitler, the terrorist. Is he wrong?
You know what? I believe that there are people in Russia who would love nothing more than to refight World War II. That was kind of their glory moment when they defeated the Nazis. But nevertheless, that posturing was at least matched by President Obama, who gets his own theme music here.
But we cannot stand by when the sovereignty and territorial integrity of a nation is flagrantly violated. If that happens without consequence in Ukraine, it could happen to any nation gathered here today.
He's like, for example, I'm just going to throw a country out there.
For example, Mexico. Not that we would ever, Mexico, send troops down Mexico to take the Baja Peninsula. For example, Mexico. Not that that would ever happen. So, but I honestly believe, Alex, I honestly believe that that posturing must hide some sort of mutual admiration, mutual respect. I mean, these are two iconic world leaders. Vladimir Putin, stripped down to just his trousers, wrestling bears, right? Shirtless, fists out.
Discovering
on the Russian steppe.
Discovering discovering pottery, Greek pottery that had been underwater for millennia.
President Obama wearing his mom jeans and white tennis shoes out on the golf course.
For hours on end.
Making it happen. I feel like, you know, that 90 minutes they spent where they were to come back, they both finished up their speech. Mm-hmm. And they had, you know, they had some rooms prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Where they could go and they could retire. They could do a little toast to the camera. And then they could set aside their differences. How would you have liked to have been a fly on that wall? Putin and Obama reunited after 2 years.
That toast.
Two long, chilly years.
But that toast, where they like are not even looking at each other while clinking the glasses together. Priceless. Mm-hmm. All right, 57500 is the text number. You can send your text messages in. What kind of relationship are we supposed to have with Russia? I mean, I want it to be, it's the same thing. Sometimes I just think, okay, this can we all get along for the sake of us making sure that we make this thing work for the rest of the world's sake? Please. Can we make it work for the rest of the world's sake?